concerns before we go before the throne of God in prayer. Let us meet there silently as we center our hearts before God to lift them in prayer, to lift them before our loving, holy God. Oh Lord our God, happy Easter. Oh, how it must have been for you to wait to perform the miracle of love, the miracle of the resurrection of your Son. How it must have been for you to watch him die upon that cross. But the joy there must have been when you commanded the angels, roll the stone away, that they may see this which I have done. And Christ is raised from the dead and is alive today. Father, we are unique in that claim in the world around us. We're unique in saying that our Redeemer lives, that our hope is in a resurrected Christ and a living God. So, Father, we come today bringing our prayers before a living God who loves us without exception, who offers redemption to all who will believe and repent and come, who offers the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, and the Holy Spirit to intercede with us with groanings that words can't express when our hearts are broken and our lives are shattering. You are there in the midst of that. You are there with us on the mountaintops when we can sing hallelujah with an uplifted head. And you are there to help us with the tears that run down our cheeks. So, Father, as we come today, we seek forgiveness for the sins of commission, for those things we've done we shouldn't have, and for the sins of omission, for the things we haven't done that we should have. And, Father, we bring our needs before you. We've lifted them aloud today. Father, we just ask that you touch them in your love, grace, and mercy, for there can be no stronger or more gentle touch. And Father, for the needs just silently there upon our heart, you know them, you see them, and you hear them as we lift them before you. And Father, we continue to pray for our church here in Rock Springs and other churches here in Rock Springs as well. But Father, we don't stop our prayers at a city limit sign, or a county sign, or a state sign. But Father, we pray for the church that is in Christ Jesus around the world, for the proclamation of the good news of the resurrected Christ and the hope he gives. Father, we pray for peace in the world and calmness for the troubles we see. It seems the world around us is divided and just looking for a fight. So, Father, we pray that calm minds, clear minds, and hearts that are filled with Christ win the day. And, Father, we pray for those who travel and are away and who will travel. And, Father, we pray for those in hospitals, nursing homes, and shut-ins in their own homes. We pray for those who grieve and face uncertainties, that they would find your comfort and your grace. And now, Father, we'd ask that you hear us as we lift our hearts and our voices together to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Christ the Lord is risen today.